Hey guys, we're so happy to be back. In case you missed our other episodes of An Extra Dose, my name is Alexis Bellbell and I'm with my twin sister Samantha, and we are lifestyle bloggers and share a lot of stuff on Instagram in case you guys don't follow us. But we did have a podcast with one of our friends a couple months ago and had to take a short break, but we're so happy to be back and we promise we'll be on a more regular schedule now. We had so many questions about when we were going to start and what happened, so we are finally back.
Which, by the way, we're going to probably interrupt each other the whole time because that's typical of us. But both of us are so, we loved all your messages. We felt badly that you guys kept looking for them and they weren't there. But we're finally back, and like Alexa said, we're going to hope to be on a more consistent schedule now that we're finally have it all figured out again. So with that being said, we're going to dive back into it. And in case you have new listeners, we're going to kind of talk about ourselves. So sorry if we bore you guys if you already know all about us, but hopefully you guys learned something new if you do know us. So yeah, we'll get started now.
So I think we get asked a lot kind of about how we got started into blogging. And I know we probably, if you guys listen to our other podcast, well, the same podcast, maybe listen to our original episodes, which sadly you can't listen to anymore. We kind of dropped the ball on that one and where we were hosting our podcast changed and we forgot to like download all them again. So we're starting from scratch, which also can be nice sometimes. But we did talk about kind of like how we got started, but we're going to talk about that again because we do get a lot of questions on Instagram and just on our blog about how we got into blogging. And I think it's kind of interesting. I like to hear about how other people got started in their businesses. It's just kind of fun to learn. So basically, I'm probably going to say we and probably a lot of filler words like a lot. But
yeah, with warning and I'm so bad at that.
So we've been blogging full time for about 2.5 years. And it's like, it's really flown by. It's crazy. I can't believe
it. I know. Just when you said that, I'm like, wait, no, it's been a year.
Yeah, it feels like it doesn't feel like we just started, but it feels like it hasn't been that long. And so we started then, but before that, obviously, we went to school, to college. We went to the University of Texas. So hook 'em if you guys are Texas fans.
Sorry for not if you hate Texas. Yeah,
if you went to school there. And we both, obviously, we're twins, and we both, of course, majored in the same degree in management information systems. And honestly, like, it's not because we were twins that we chose the same degree. It was just because we both kind of narrowed it down and that's what we wanted to do. And after college, we both worked in public accounting for the same firm. But let me be clear, we didn't work in the same department. We didn't see each other at work every day. Everyone's always like, oh my God. And the same.
And they're like, of course.
The same degree, the same job, the same whatever. I'm like, no. Same ladder. We never saw each other at work. I mean, it was very rare if we did.
Like, to the point where if Alexis was ever in the office, people would start talking to you about her job and vice versa. People were very confused.
So, we actually didn't work. We were not accountants or CPAs. We did, like I said, we did an information system. So I'm Alexis talking, by the way. And I did IT auditing. And Samantha, I'm talking about her, but she did. I always call her Sam. But Sam did something in fraud. I don't know. You can go into that in detail. But she basically had to travel a lot. So we didn't see each other Monday through Friday or Sunday through Friday sometimes. And so basically we did that for a year. Both of us worked there and
to the date
that we started. And I think it was a great experience. I know we have a lot of listeners and followers that work in public accounting or just a corporate job. And when we posted this originally, we had some people reach out to us and say, how did you transition into another job? Which I'm sure we'll talk about in another episode. Mm-hmm. But while we think it's a great job, a great career for some people, it was my dream job. Both of ours, I think, not dream job, but it was a great place out of college to start working. And it was the job that both of us, it was the corporation and then both in like just the field that I wanted to be in out of college. And I think it's a great place to start, especially if you want to work in that industry. I think we both learned so much even in that year about ourselves and just about working and just corporate America. But we both wanted to do something else. We both were passionate about other stuff. We're very type A, so working for ourselves is not an issue. I mean, it's almost an issue because we just don't stop working, but it's, like, literally 24/7. I can't put it away. But Sorry, we're babysitting our dog right now for our, that lives at our parents' house, and she's really funny. Anyways, so we're really into fitness. Maybe some of you guys may have followed us back in the day when we posted a lot of fitness stuff.
I'm a little embarrassed. Yeah, it's not gonna lie.
I mean, I definitely have deleted a lot of stuff like from my fitness days on my Instagram. But if you scroll the way down, you might see some. But we were really into fitness and healthy eating, which we still are, but we decided to leave our jobs and do personal training full time together and started kind of like a fitness business where we did online stuff and then trained people in person. And we did that for about 6 to 8 months. I'm not really sure on the timeline, but it was also something like I don't regret anything that we did because it got me to start something new and both of us, and it was something for us to do together. And while we enjoyed it, I just really figured out that wasn't for me either. And I think it's a great, like, life's about figuring out what you don't like and what you do like. And I think even if it takes you forever, I mean, there were definitely moments of panic where I was like, okay, if I don't like this, what am I going to do? I don't want to go back to corporate America. But
I think it's also, yeah. Like, it was the pride. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't leaving to go to a competitor, neither one of us were, but it's just, like, saying you're leaving or doing something else. Like, no one wants to, like, you don't want to be, I think of myself, it's terrible, but I was, like, I felt like a failure if I had to go back. Like, there's nothing wrong with it because, I mean, you need to have an income, but I didn't want to have to go back. So I think that was also putting all that pressure on myself, too.
Yeah, so we did that, and then this is, like, another long, I mean, I'm probably going to try to talk too long about this, but we then...
Yeah, I'm just sitting here while you
I mean, clearly...
Should I just start relaxing?
Clearly, I'm like, maybe I'm the one that's more talkative. Maybe no, we should start telling people that.
Wrong.
But after that, at the, probably around the same time, we decided we ate... So we have a thyroid condition, hypothyroidism, and we can talk about another episode because I could sit here and ramble forever, but...
It would be like a one-day podcast.
Yeah, we got into healthy eating, obviously, and... To kind of help with our hypothyroidism, we ate paleo very strictly for a while just to kind of help with some of the symptoms we were having and just kind of the stuff that it causes in your body. And we really love breakfast foods. So we came out with these, I don't even know how I don't even know how it got started, but basically we decided to come out with, we love waffles and stuff, but we started to come out with a paleo waffle. That was grain-free, it was gluten-free.
Well, it was a toaster waffle, like, yeah. Eggo, but
it was
healthier.
Already pre-made, so Eggos. Think Eggos, but, like, way healthier and made with, like, 5 ingredients. So we, obviously, through a lot of work and a lot of months, we developed a product ourselves. We did all the work for it. I mean, research and development, packaging, nutrition, testing, like, all this stuff. We did all this on our own.
Oh, I forgot we did all
this. Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, literally, like, there's no handbook on this, and we don't know anything about food, so, and, like, food production. We literally, like, would sit on Google, research stuff, like, trademarks, all this stuff. I mean, crazy stuff that I'm like, no one teaches you. There's no handbook. And it was a great learning experience.
Yeah.
We did that. We launched them. We got in a lot of local stores. We sold them online. I mean, and we did literally everything ourselves. All at the same time, we decided to start a blog at the same time because we're
because
nuts.
Because that's normal.
Because we're nuts and we can't just sit still. So we started the blog and both of them took off. The waffles, we had so many orders, and we didn't...
Well, initially, only back up and interrupt you, like always. Initially, we started the waffles. We were like, okay, we want to, like, have them, you know, for people to be able to purchase them. But we weren't sure if people would want them. So we're like, okay, we'll just, like, we did the blog on Instagram. We had each had our own account already. We're like, okay, we'll just make an account, and we'll just start posting them in our feed and see if people want them, just so we can see if there's demand. Well... it was a blessing that it worked out really well, but it was also, like, a curse because it, like, took off and we were, like, 2 people doing it, which I feel like it relates to a lot of people who start a business. It's good. Like, you don't want to have no one want them, but we were, like, trying to do this all ourselves. Like Alexa's saying, building the brand, like, literally, we were, like, everyone would email, some companies would email us thinking, like, we had marketing, like, people helping us because I would do the Instagram account and then do my own. And, like, we got a lot of followers in there. It really took off. Like, it was really fun. But stressful. And then I would manage that. And then we'd get, like, emails. They'd be like, okay, like, whoever your marketing person is. And I'm like, it's me. And it's, like, Alex and I for everything. So.
Yeah. And like I said, at the same time, we're running our blog that we had just launched. We're posting on Instagram and our personal accounts. Then on Mondays and Tuesdays, we're making all these waffles and shipping them out. So you can imagine. I mean,
Super labor intensive.
Yeah. I mean, sitting there, like, being a baker, which I never thought I'd be. I love to cook, but that was not. I mean, everyone has to start somewhere. You can't just, if you go hire someone to do all the work, you're not really learning it.
Plus, the people you hire, like, you'll learn. If you're at a company or have ever someone working for you ever, you know that they're not as passionate ever about you. Whether it's, like, someone cleaning your house or if it's, like, someone that works under you, they might be, like, the sweetest person and very dedicated, but they're never going to do it the way you want to do it. So you need to do it. I mean, my biggest advice for that is do it yourself. It sucks, but hiring someone, they're never going to do it the way you see it or, you like, the vision you have. Mm-hmm.
So we did that. It was really successful. Like Samantha said, we wanted to get into like bigger chain grocery stores, which if you have a food product, you know, you probably know how hard it is. It seems like it's not that hard.
If you see it on the shelf, yeah, you're like, okay, this product I like.
You're like, it's not that hard. Like they just get on the shelf and then they're good.
Yeah, they like it.
They're fine. They make millions of dollars. It's like, it's fine. No, that's like the first and the truth. It is so hard. And I mean, if you don't have a lot of competitors, it's not that easy. And so, like I said, we did get into local stores. We had them for about a year or more. I don't know. I think over a year. And like I said, we were doing them every week by ourselves. And then we kind of got to the point, the blog got very successful. And it really took off. And it was like to the point where we had to decide. I mean, we watched Shark Tank a lot and they always say like, you need to pick one thing. If you go on there and you're doing 10 different things, they're like, you need to pick one. And it was such a hard decision because we were so passionate about both, but
it was like our baby.
Yeah. I mean, it was a baby, like literally. Samantha did the whole website. I mean, the Instagram, we took all the pictures. I mean, everything we did.
Yeah, we really didn't hire. Everything was ourselves. Yeah.
And so it was so hard to pick one, but we knew the blog was just something we could do for a long time. And, just something that we were more familiar with, and not that we could, I mean, obviously we could have figured it out with the waffles, but it was going to take a lot more time to get to the point where we could really start seeing like a profit from it. So we wish we could do both. I mean, we always are
to
like,
to this day, we still get emails.
To this day, we still, I mean, I don't know. We've been doing it for like a year and a half now, but we still get asked about them, which, I mean, it makes me feel so good.
They're probably, I don't even think I ever deleted the Instagram account. So you guys can go look it up.
Double Dose Bakery.
They're probably still there unless someone's hacked into the account, which might may or may not have happened. But they were, like, I'm biased, obviously, because my product, but people who didn't even eat healthy, like, whether they needed to eat gluten-free or grain-free, people loved them, and I honestly still miss them. My mom, like, knows, like, how to do everything, so she'll make them for me. Like, we just don't really want to make them anymore, but as you can imagine, but my parents were, like, obsessed with them, not because they were, like, children. People just missed them, and they did really well. I actually think they sell, like, and we've seen, one time we were at the grocery store, and we saw there was something very similar to ours.
I mean, there's some paleo waffles. I can't remember what the brand is, but I've seen a lot of people posting them on Instagram, and they're very similar ingredients.
It's funny because literally, like, 3 or 4 years later, there they were on the shelf. But, again, we know what it took to get there, so kudos to them. Anyway, so, yeah, we did do that, and then...
And then our blog, so obviously, since I've been blogging full-time... a lot of people are like, well, what's your job? I'm like, this is our full-time job. I don't think people realize how much work goes into it. I mean, I'll be honest, when I was sitting at my corporate job, I was like, these people just go to lunch all day. They just like take pictures of their outfits.
Or like someone's funding all this.
Like they just shop all day. They post their outfits. Like how hard can it be? But I mean, literally, this is another topic we can get into, but we probably spend 90% of our time behind a computer screen, not ready, looking raggedy and ratchet. Right now, you should see what we look like. And then maybe once a week, we take our pictures and we're ready. But we don't wear, like, a ton of makeup in general, but, like, I'm just saying, like, we do our hair and get ready. So, it's not, like, how it always appears, but obviously we love what we do. We love getting interacted with all of you guys. When you guys send us messages is really when I really love my job because I'm not only doing it to post what I'm wearing, I'm doing it to connect with you guys and just to share style ideas. So we love when you guys send us messages. And yeah, that's how we got started. If you guys have any other specific questions, we'd love to answer them. But that's basically a long summary, how we got started. And we hope to continue to keep doing this for a long time. We love it. So... Another topic that we get asked a lot that we wanted to talk about is, speaking of health and fitness, is what we eat, but specifically for breakfast. We do share a lot of stuff on our stories and our Snap. Well, I haven't been doing Snapchat a lot recently because it's a lot to manage between Instagram and whatever, but we do get asked a lot about what we eat for breakfast because we post a lot of, like, our dinner and lunches, I feel like.
Yeah, that's what... So I had some people message me about that. Yeah.
So, for breakfast, we obviously we eat very healthy, like you said. We've shared a lot of stuff on our blog, which if you've tried to go on any of your recipes on our blog, I'm really sorry. We had another issue with some kind of plug-in on our blog, and we lost every recipe that we had on there, which is really frustrating because we can't get any of them back. But we're trying, when we have more time, we're going to try to update some of them because we did have some fun recipes on there. But, and so we got, so when we eat for breakfast, we usually like to have like a protein and some kind of carb or something like that. We typically work out in the morning, so it's important to be fueled like, for a workout, just because I feel like if not, you're going to have no energy and your workout's going to suck. We're definitely, if you haven't seen what we eat in a day, we eat a ton of food. But I will say that, we do eat a lot. It's a lot of vegetables and healthy lean proteins and all that. But we eat, the quantities are ridiculous. I mean, people are so shocked at how much we eat and we can put down. And my appetite is just like constant. But as far as breakfast, I'll let Sam talk about the little bit more, like what we typically eat. We switch it up a lot, but I'll let you kind of say.
Okay, so typically when I eat for breakfast, I'm more of a person that I like crave sweets, I mean, all the time. But specifically when I get up in the morning, I want something that's sweet. If I'm out to eat, okay, so I'll break it up. If I'm out to eat somewhere, I typically won't order like something like French toast or something out, like something that they would serve sweet at a restaurant, just because like I will eat something that's balanced. And that's another topic. I've become like, I've been one extreme, I've been another extreme, and now I'm like kind of in the middle where I eat everything in moderation. But with that being said, I kind of think of my calories and everything as my macros as a bank account, and I don't really want to use all of them in the morning and like be like, you know, like tired and sleepy the rest of the day. So with that being said, if I'm out to eat somewhere, I'll usually order some kind of omelet or eggs or something like that with like vegetables so that it has a lot of fiber and I'm getting a lot of nutrients in. And the eggs, like protein and like vegetables, like fibers, I think is what keeps me the fullest. So that's what I'll usually do. So at a restaurant, I'll do like egg white omelet or something with eggs or mixture of eggs and egg whites with vegetables. And then sometimes I'll do like a side of toast or sweet potatoes or something like that if I want that. And then, but also what I also drink every morning, and my boyfriend, I think when we both started dating our boyfriends, they thought it was kind of weird, but now they think it's like
a giant mug.
I mean, there's reasons for how we do it. But anyway, in the morning I'll get up and I'll have, right when I get up, I'll either have a green tea with some lemon. I've read that lemon like helps you absorb the green tea benefits more. But before that, so I'll either have a green tea or I'll have just hot water with lemon, and I'll have that like throughout the day in this giant mug if I'm like at home or out. But I'll also order when I'm out. I just ask for lemon and hot water. But you can Google that. There's a lot of benefits to drinking hot water with lemon. So they'll have that. And then I used to drink a lot of coffee. Like, I was addicted. And a couple months ago, we keep saying everything will be a different topic, but we both got diagnosed with adrenal fatigue and some other issues. And basically, I had to cut out caffeine. And it was very hard the first 3 days, but long story short, I survived and I feel really good. Actually, I feel a lot better without it. But that's a separate topic. I do drink green tea, but that's not on the level of coffee. Anyway, so that's what I eat when I'm out. And then if I'm at home, I'll do like one of three things, I guess. This is back to the days when I was grain-free. I still kind of follow some of those because I feel like it's good to have stuff that's grain-free every once in a while, so you're not like inflaming your digestive system if you are sensitive to grains or gluten. So I'll do pancakes made with coconut flour, eggs, and psyllium husk, which is just like fiber.
We have a recipe on our blog.
Yeah,
that one actually works.
That one we fixed. And they're very easy to make. They're very light because they're mainly like very low carb and very high fiber. So they have very low net carbs.
They have a lot of protein.
They have a lot of protein in them, and they're just really easy to make. Sometimes I'll add chocolate chips, or I'll add blueberries, or I'll put those on the top. But the base is like just those three things. It's very simple, very healthy, and they're fluffy, which I like. But like you'll be full from the fiber and the protein, but like don't expect to be full like when you eat like real pancakes. Anyway, so I'll have that a lot of the times. And then Other times I'll have cereal, which I'll do for that. I'll do Kamut Puffs. I think that's how you pronounce it. A mixture of that with corn puffs, and also sometimes they make brown rice puffs as well. And those are all what I buy. There's a ton of different cereals, gluten-free, regular, whatever. But the reason I buy those is because those don't have any added sugar in them, and they're just literally puffed like whatever that grain is. So they're really plain. They have them at all grocery stores, or you can even order them online. But I use those, and then I mix them with the Fiber One cereal. And if you haven't heard of that, I used to actually eat that when I was in college, mm-hmm. when I first was interning here. So it brought back memories, and I started eating it again. But that cereal has, the reason I eat it is because it has a lot of fiber, like I was saying earlier. And a lot of people, if you don't eat a lot of vegetables, you're very deficient in your fiber. And it, I mean, not to be TMI, but it won't make you regular if you're like not eating enough fiber. It helps, first of all, it helps you lose weight, for one. For two, just, you can Google all this, I'm not an expert in this, but for two, like, you just, it just really helps you go regularly. So move everything along like you're supposed to. And I mean, I probably eat too much fiber just from all the vegetables and everything else I eat. But anyway, I'll combine those three because I like having all three combined. But you could just do one or the other, or you could just buy a regular cereal. But that's what I do. And then I add in, since it's not sweet, the fiber one's a little bit sweet, but the other ones are not, I will add unsweetened almond milk. And I buy unsweetened almond milk because it's way creamier than like skim milk, which I used to drink. And if you have dairy sensitivities, like, it's probably best to avoid it anyway. I feel like everyone drinks almond milk now anyway. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know what it is. It's with all the other milks, and it's non-dairy. They make coconut ones too in the carton, but I just do almond milk unsweetened because the sweet ones have a ton of sugar. So just try to avoid this. If you need it sweeter, which is what I do with that cereal, I put like stevia drops or some kind of sweetener in there. So I do that, and then I put like some cinnamon. I sprinkle some cinnamon on top. And then I eat that. And then I'll put some fruit, like fresh fruit or frozen blueberries or something like that. Just kidding. I had four options because now I'm thinking. Another option I'll do is I'll have French toast or regular toast.
And sorry to cut you off. If you go to my story highlights on my Instagram page. Alexis's page under the story highlights. I don't know if you guys know what those are, but those are like those little circles on your Instagram page. If you go under food, I shared a step-by-step little photo thing of how I make the French toast. So
I have the French toast, and basically in Zemmery, go look it up. It's a really easy recipe also. We just dip it in like egg whites or an egg with unsweetened almond milk. So obviously the unhealthy way is just, I don't even know anymore. It's egg with like a bunch of butter and all this other stuff. That's like unnecessary in my opinion, but you can use different kinds of toast. I used to have a gluten sensitivity. I'm actually probably going to get tested again and see if I actually do, because it used to hurt my stomach and now it doesn't really hurt mine anymore. But you can do a gluten-free bread. A Zico bread's really good, or there's a Nature's Own bread that I'll use sometimes. It has a lot of fiber, and it's like pretty low carb and like pretty good. And so they're not like huge slices, but I'll do like two with that, or I'll have two French toast slices, or I'll do like two with like peanut butter or like a chia jam that I make myself, or like you can do jelly or whatever you want on there. So I'll do that, or I do that with eggs, the toast with eggs or something like that. So if I don't have those three, then the last thing I'll do is I'll do oatmeal. I'll do half a cup of oatmeal with like fruit or something, cinnamon or something like that, and I'll mix in some egg whites, or I'll have like some eggs on the side, or I'll just do the oatmeal depending on what I'm going to eat later. But those are mainly the things. I mean, the main things to look for, I would say, is like, make sure you're getting enough fiber, make sure you're getting enough protein in. And my issue, and same with Alexa, is that I eat too much protein. I know it sounds ridiculous, but you should be eating, at least if you work out, over 1 pound per body weight. So if you weigh like 150 pounds, you need to be eating 150 grams of protein. And there's a lot of people on TV that say you should only eat like 50, but I don't believe in that. And so if you don't know how much you're eating, go track it in like MyFitnessPal or something one day. You'll see that you're very under, because if you're not used to eating that way, you're probably eating 30 to 40 grams a day, which is like what I eat in a meal. I actually eat, I love rotisserie chicken, and I eat too much of it, too much protein. So in the mornings, I have very little, like I have some, but I try to spread it out through the day, because if I start in the morning, I'm over every day. So anyway, that's what I do. But I do have a little bit of protein at least, and you want to have it at least before and after you work out, for sure after. But those are what I do. If you are more of a savory person, like you like salty things in the morning, you could just do eggs and vegetables and like potatoes or like something like that. Or I might ruin my
like a wrap.
A wrap. And on a side note, we're going to talk about these later, but you could do these Gigi crackers that are really low. They have a lot of fiber again. And they're like little crackers, and you could do eggs with those. You could do like three or four with those.
Or like we have these La Tortilla or Tortilla Factory.
Or you could do corn tortillas too. Yeah,
but we have this wrap that we bought that we can share in the blog post for this podcast that we really like. They're just like a tortilla, and they're high fiber also. So I hope those are helpful. It's a lot of options, but we know that some people, you don't want to eat the same thing every day. So that's kind of like what we eat.
Oh, and like you could also buy toaster waffles too. Which ones did we buy recently?
Were they
Vans or something else?
I don't think they were the Vans.
I don't know. Something like that. You could do two toaster waffles with like eggs, or you could do Greek yogurt. I can't really tolerate a lot of Greek yogurt, but you could do a smoothie bowl with protein powder, which I was doing a lot for protein, or you could do Greek yogurt with some like fruit in it or something like that. But it's necessary to get protein and fiber in, is my point.
So I'm sure we'll be doing more episodes on eating and all that kind of fun stuff later.
And if you guys have specific questions, just like before with other podcasts, you can always message us on Instagram or send us an email to doubledoseblog@gmail.com with anything you want covered or if we didn't cover enough that you need more questions. We're always happy to cover them on here or answer you guys on there.
Yeah. So we're going to start sharing stuff at the end, kind of like how we used to, what we're loving this week. And it's going to switch up every week, obviously. It could be like anything, food or like really anything that happened during the week. So this week I'm going to share, mine's food related, of course, because I love food.
And I'm getting hungry.
Well, it's actually,
now.
I know. It's like 5 and I'm ready to eat dinner. Typical. But mine or me, actually, I have two. I share these a lot in my stories, but I'm obsessed with these Zevia drinks. They are, I used to in college and even like growing up, I used to love soda, like soda addict. But obviously I cut that out after we started eating healthier. And I just love like sparkling waters and like just the carbonation. But I found these Zevias a couple years ago and I've recently become like so obsessed with them. I have to have at least one a day. I'm like addicted. I have at least one a day. And we love the variety pack, but I love, since we're not drinking caffeine, I usually get the Coca-Cola, or not Coca-Cola, the cola caffeine-free. I love the ginger ale, the cream soda, and they have like a grapefruit one that's really good.
They have orange, grape.
Yeah, they have all different fruit ones, and they have like a bunch of like the typical sodas that you would normally drink. And they're so good. They're made with stevia, so they're not stevia or stevia.
And even the best part is they're clear.
Yeah, so they don't stain your teeth, which is like a no-no for me. And, okay, so yeah, you can get them on Amazon. I'll link them in the blog post that corresponds with this episode. But I highly recommend them. They're so good. And my other thing that I love that Samantha mentioned already are the Gigi crackers. You can also get these on Amazon or like Whole Foods, other places. They have, I think, 3 different kinds, but they are, what I love about them, like Sam said, is they're full of fiber, they're low carb, and the original, so I will say the original original ones are just like bran Scandinavian.
Yeah, I mean, they don't taste that good.
Well, the original ones are very bland. Do not eat them like by themselves unless you like want to eat cardboard. But if you put, I've seen a lot of people put like cottage cheese on them. You can put guacamole on them. You can put smoked salmon with like cream cheese. You can put like tomatoes and cucumbers on them. You can put eggs on them.
Make little pizzas.
Yeah, you can make pizzas with like tomato sauce and like cheese melted on them. They're like a cracker, but you can have, or if you want to scoop like your salad on there or something, crumble them up. If you go to F Factor, which is another thing we're going to probably talk about at some point, she has a bunch of recipes using these crackers. But if you're more of like a sweet person, they make a kind that's honey raisin. And let me tell you, I mean, I know we're used to eating healthy.
I mean, if you eat healthy, like don't expect them to be
amazing. They are like crack. I can't stop eating them. They're still very healthy.
We'll just eat them plain.
They're so good.
They'd be good
with
peanut butter.
They'd be so good with like sweets on them, but they're so good. And so those are my favorites. Highly recommend both.
So my favorite this week, I mean, it's a favorite / not like I mean, makes me, I mean, I say that because it's like, it's a favorite, but kind of makes me sad. Anyway, is the show This Is Us. I mean, this is the second season that I've been watching. And if you guys, I'm sure you guys seen it all over Instagram or social media, but I mean, it was on after the Super Bowl, like one of the big episodes. But I'm obsessed with that show. I've been obsessed for two seasons. But these last two episodes, I mean, I love it, but it was so sad. So go watch that show. I highly recommend watching it. They probably have this other season on, like, it's on NBC, but on Tuesdays usually. But they probably have it. If you Google it, you can probably find the first and second season. But it is such a good show. I used to love Parenthood, and I feel like this took its place, kind of. And but I feel like this is even better.
Mm-hmm. It's so
good. It's just, like, so, I don't know. I don't just know how
they
do it.
Just their love story.
Yeah, it's just, I know. It's just so. But anyway, you'll be bawling. I mean, I'm, like, so weird. I don't cry. Like, I cry emotionally, but, like, when I watch movies or shows, I'll get, like, my throat will get kind of, like, you know, like, when you get sad. But, like, no tears come out. I just don't ever cry. I cry emotionally about a lot of things, but I just don't. Like, I got really sad. But anyway, I've seen people were bawling about it. So I highly recommend that show. It is definitely one of my favorites. So
that's all we have for this week. And like I said, we're so happy.
But I am so glad we finally did this.
It's been on our to-do list for, like, months.
You know that thing you just keep putting it off and off? I'm like,
we, like, just the holidays and a lot of excuses, but we were so busy. So finally, we promised to make it a priority. We love getting to do it. And in case, you know, you didn't listen to us before, we would love for you guys to rate and review us on iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. We would love to hear ideas, topics you guys want to hear. So make sure you send those to us at doubledoseblog@gmail.com. You can also direct message us on our Instagrams at alexis.bellbell and at samanthabellbell. And we will be back next week.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.